local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 53 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, but a run of spring-like weather heading our way. Dr. Bill has our forecast coming up in just a minute right here on Mobile Mornings. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have an accident with injuries at Airport and Mont Lamar. Also, one with entrapment just happened a few minutes ago at Leroy Stevens and Goldmine Road. Be careful, they've got a broke-down RV slowing up traffic at Spring Hill Avenue and Crown Delay. The Bayway, the Causeway still looks great coming in from the Eastern Shore. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up this Saturday, the 14th, in Locksley. It's a brand new track design, 9 different classes running this Saturday. You'll have a chance to win free Talladega tickets, and children 7 and under are free. Find out more on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Ordwig is out. We got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams waiting in the wings. Talk about the spring-like run of temperatures we've got coming for the week. Also, Kane will keep us in the loop on traffic. And of course, the story here, two big stories if you look internationally. And right here at home, coronavirus number one and oil prices number two, all kind of coming together. Oil plunges 20% as another, what they're calling on the AP, a virus-fueled trading week begins. Now, let me point out that, yes, do the fears over coronavirus have something to do here with the oil price drop? Yes. But I think the biggest part is you've got a tete-a-tete, you've got a battle royale shaping up with the Saudis and the Russians as it comes to oil prices, right? You've got cartels and you have agreements and you have some people that go rogue on this. That's probably what's driving these oil prices down. Now, it will be bad news for some in the economy. It'll be good news for those of us have to fill up at the pump with ever lower prices. We'll give you more details on that and more on the latest in news on the coronavirus. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says the health and safety of the American people is the top concern.
If you are an elderly person with an underlying condition, if you get infected, the risk of getting into trouble is considerable. So it's our responsibility to protect the vulnerable.
Dr. Fauci is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He tells CNN's State of the Union this vulnerable population also can take some steps to protect itself.
No large crowds, no long trips, and above all, don't get on a cruise ship.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says, yes, age matters, but so do other health concerns when it comes to the coronavirus.
It's really focusing on the comorbidities, on the medical problems, heart disease, lung disease, immunocompromised folks, in addition to that combination of older age that seems to put people most at risk.
Dr. Adams also told CNN's State of the Union, individual communities can take steps to protect more people from becoming infected.
Things like, should we be canceling large gatherings? What are our telework policies? Should we be closing schools? And that's going to be different in Seattle than what it's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi.
Senator Chris Murphy agrees, but says communities cannot do this without help.
I think we need to be prepared for school closures and business closures, and we need to understand that no city is going to take those measures unless there is some assistance from the federal government.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Murphy said it's also about the right kind of federal assistance.
We're talking about industry bailouts and tax cuts. We should be talking about assistance for average Americans, and that's not a conversation that's happening.
Dr. Fauci says what is happening is that more test kits are becoming available.
About 1.1 million tests are out there now. There'll be an additional about 640,000 on, let's say, Monday, and then at least another 4 million.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Fauci also cautioned against placing too much emphasis on a coronavirus vaccine.
We are talking at least a year to a year and a half, at least, at best.
And for those who are concerned about getting the virus, Dr. Adams tells CNN,
you're going to see more cases. Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. But that doesn't mean that we should panic. It means that we should take the things that we know work for individuals to protect themselves and make sure everyone is doing those things, like washing your hands frequently, like covering your cough, like staying home if you're sick and not being around people who are sick.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Right, and how that story comes back here to home, of course, State Department talking about, do not get on cruise ships. Well, what's the reaction from the local cruise ship, from Carnival Cruise Line? We'll get to that in just a second, and just to update you on that. The oil futures here, pre-market trading, crude oil down 22.29% this morning. What big, huge drop in oil. Like I said, be good news at the pump, but what does it mean for jobs here stateside when you have that big, big drop in there? You have the coronavirus issue, but what you also have is a price war going on between the Saudis and the Russians. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, for our work week forecast, and we check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two men and a dog are safe after a plane crashed just moments after taking off in the Destin Airport. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the plane crashed just after 10 Sunday morning after having some engine trouble. The FAA and NTSB are handling the investigation. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base say a contractor potentially exposed to the coronavirus tested negative for the disease, but the contractor will stay at home until another person who potentially caught the virus tests negative. According to the base's Facebook page, the contractor was assigned to the 96 cyberspace test group. Florida health officials, meanwhile, continue to monitor all official information regarding the coronavirus. Okaloosa County's health department has set up a 24-hour call center to answer any questions about the virus. Fort Walton Beach city leaders are asking residents to take proper precautions to prevent respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Now is the time to compare your auto and homeowner's coverage with what the Craig Smith Agency can offer. Craig's agency has some of the most competitive rates and some of the best discounts offered in the market today. Ask about their new lower auto rates. If you're buying a new home or building a home, check with the Craig Smith Agency for the Gold Certified Home Discount. Let Craig and his professional staff be your trusted advisors for your specific insurance needs. Call 626-2500 today or come by the new location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy, Sean Sullivan, pinch hitting for Dalton Orwig. The SEC tournament begins on Wednesday after the final regular season games were played on Saturday. Number 17-ranked Auburn crushed Tennessee 85-63 to clinch the number 2 seed in conference standings. Samir Dowdy made 8 three-pointers in the win, and Bruce Pearl's team now has won at least 25 regular season games, 3 seasons in a row. Alabama closed out the regular season with their third loss in 4 games, falling 69-50 to Missouri. John Petty Jr. returned for the Tide after missing 2 games with an elbow injury, but only scored 1 point in 34 minutes of play. With less than a week until Selection Saturday, the SEC tournament begins on Wednesday with the bottom 4 teams in the conference facing off. Alabama, the 9th seed in the SEC tournament, so they will play number 8 seed Tennessee on Thursday. Sunday at noon. Top four seeds won't play until the quarterfinals on Friday. Number one Kentucky will play either Alabama or Tennessee at noon. Number two seed Auburn will play either Texas A&M or Missouri at 6. Number three seed LSU will play on Friday night at 8:30. And number four seed Mississippi State will play at 2:30 on Friday. Here at home, South Alabama men's team had the weekend off as they prepare for the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Jags are the number two seed in the conference and won't play until Saturday in the semifinals. The Jags women's team finished the regular season out with a 57-42 win over Little Rock to clinch the sixth seed in the conference tournament. They play seventh seeded Arkansas State tomorrow night. In baseball, South Alabama beat number 10 ranked Arkansas 13-6 on Friday, before falling to the Razorbacks on Saturday and Sunday. Next up, Jags will face their third-ranked SEC opponent in a row when they head to Baton Rouge to play number 20 LSU on Wednesday. Jags softball team won 2 out of 3 against Appalachian State over the weekend. They also take on LSU next when they head to Baton Rouge tomorrow. And in golf, Tyrrell Hatton finished 4 under par to become the first English golfer to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Mark Leishman finished 1 shot behind in second, followed by Sungjae Im and Bryson DeChambeau. Those four were the only to finish the week under par, the fewest at Bay Hill since 1980. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano won his second race of the season after holding on Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch in overtime in the FanShield 500 in Phoenix. Logano even overcame a penalty on lap 130 for an uncontrolled tire on pit road. There were 20 lead changes in NASCAR's first race under a new short track rules package that was created to make the race more exciting. Next up, the series heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 on select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
If someone you know is dealing with mental health issues, here are some important helpline phone numbers. For individuals and families needing help with substance abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. For stress, anxiety, and depression symptoms following a natural or man-made disaster, call Disaster Distress Helpline 1-800-5990. And help for employers and union representatives dealing with drug-related items in the workplace, call 1-800-WORKPLACE.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. SCPA.com.
Professional collision auto body repair shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have an accident with injuries at Airport and Montlamar. Also one with entrapment just happened a few minutes ago at Leroy Stevens and Goldmine Road. Be careful, they've got a broke down RV slowing up traffic at Spring Hill Avenue and Crown Delay. The Bayway, the Causeway still looks great coming in from the Eastern Shore. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up this Saturday, the 14th, in Locksley. It's a brand new track design, 9 different classes running this Saturday. You'll have a chance to win free Talladega tickets, and children 7 and under are free. Find out more on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Paul was asking about the crowd this... Why didn't you make it, Paul? He asked about the crowd this weekend at the Mobile Boat Show. Big. I love doing that every year. Great to visit with y'all. And good to see all the other folks that we see each year, different boat dealers and vendors. Have a great time with the Guides Corner each year, and we'll do it again next year. But thank you, those of you who stopped by, checking out the Wayne Edgeworth Buck, or talking to all the different captains there, or joining us for our live show and our Facebook live shows that we did from there, and picking up, you know, I've been saying we've been working off the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers. Well, we're going to be doing the new run of them, because I think we have 7 left, and y'all got a bunch of boat keychains as well. I love it. Good deal. Thanks for stopping by and visiting with us out there. All right, one of the big starts stories this morning, of course, is what's happening with the markets. It was a stock market for the last couple weeks. Now it's definitely in commodities, as oil is way, way down, like way, way down in trading. It's one of the stories driving news this morning. On the business side, here's Jessica Edinger from Westwood One with more.
Investors took a much-needed breather over the weekend after a seesaw up-and-down roller coaster week on coronavirus fears on Wall Street. The Dow starts the morning after a drop of 250 points, 1% on Friday. Now, as we start this new trading week, here's a big-picture check for you. The major indexes are all in the red for the year, but the S&P 500 index is still up 5% over the past 12 months. Consumers continued to stockpile food and cleaning supplies over the weekend, whatever you can find, in case they have to spend some time at home hiding from the virus. On today's watch list, Earnings from RV maker Thor Industries and Vail Resorts. The nation's biggest banks start to test and deploy contingency plans. Schools continue to get ready for virtual and online learning, connecting teachers with kids at home. And you can get your free honey butter chicken biscuit for breakfast for a limited time with the Wendy's app. I'm Jessica Ettinger.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, getting ready to lay out some spring-like temps for us. He joins us in about 8 minutes. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And let me guess here. Let's talk inventory. You got some of that?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of it. Matter of fact, we got some in over the weekend. I haven't had a chance to go out there and check them in this morning yet. So we got trucks this morning. It came in over the weekend, like I said, so we got big inventory.
Yeah, and not only do you get trucks and cars and SUVs, you get the ones that we want. You have, a decade or three or four around here doing this, and you kind of have an idea of what we're looking for in vehicles.
Absolutely. We just listen to our customers. You know, if somebody comes in, they're looking for something in particular, and we don't happen to have it, or we can't find it fast enough to satisfy their needs, so we kind of make a mental note of that, so we don't want to miss any business.
Right, and the other component here is the fact that you have rounded up a great selection of financing.
Absolutely. We got great credit unions. The credit unions are really aggressive right now. Plus, we got all kind of different lenders, you know, local lenders, out-of-state lenders, banks, and different kind of finance companies. So we've got a source for just about everybody.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Come see us at Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And coming right back, we're going to check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and check in with News 5 next, right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Also check us out Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Members of a church group from the Alabama Gulf Coast have tested negative for the coronavirus. The group from Three Circle Church has been quarantined in a Bethlehem hotel for several days, waiting on results of the test. It's unclear when the group may get to return home. The Sam's Club in Daphne is limiting how much water, toilet paper, and Clorox wipes people can buy amid growing concerns about coronavirus. A company representative says one household can buy two of each item. The limit does not apply to all Sam's stores. The State Department Department issues an advisory asking U.S. citizens to not go on cruises. They say those planning on hopping on a cruise ship should contact a cruise company and keep an eye on any information regarding the virus. The Grand Hotel in Point Clear will host a job fair from 1 to 7 on Thursday as they look for new employees ahead of the busy summer season. The resort is looking to fill a variety of positions, including servers, baristas, housekeepers, and concierge. You can find a link to apply at WKRG.com when you search Grand Hotel. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Global markets went deep into the red today as coronavirus fears escalate. Business correspondent Christine Roman says that's both good news and bad for oil.
Adding to the global turmoil, an oil market crash. At one point, you had crude prices down 30%. We haven't seen that since 1991. Now, that will mean maybe by summer, lower gas prices for American consumers. That's good news. But for shale oil producers in the United States, it could mean bankruptcies and a lot of job losses in Texas and Oklahoma.
The huge cruise ship that's been idling off the coast of Northern California will dock in Oakland today. The 2,500 passengers will be taken off over the next few days, but they won't necessarily be going home. They'll facing 14 days of quarantine. Over the weekend, Saudi royal guards arrested several princes. The arrests are being seen as an attempt by the crown prince to further consolidate power. One of the arrested princes was a brother of the king. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The collapse of talks at OPEC's meeting caused by disagreements between Saudi Arabia and Russia over production cuts threatens a return to early 2016 when oil prices fell and forced the U.S. to lower activity. Last week, the cartel's de facto leader pushed for deeper crude production cuts in an effort to balance global supply against coronavirus. When Russia opposed its veto, the Saudis reacted aggressively, cutting prices for its crude while increasing production. That means crude oil is down $9.48 at $31.80 a barrel. Stock futures on Wall Street hit their down limit. When most retailers are expanding their e-commerce platforms, Burlington Stores is doing the opposite. The chain says it will end its e-commerce operation and focus on growing its brick-and-mortar business. Burlington says its off-price business makes it impossible to make money in e-commerce when shipping, returns, and other costs are all factored in. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so we were in the 1.9s of the weekend weather scale, and I think it lived up to that this weekend. Beautiful, beautiful outside.
It was. The temperatures both days were in the mid-60s, which is close to normal. But now the winds are around to the south today, around to the southeast, at running 10 to 15 miles an hour, and that's going to warm us up into the 70s this afternoon, around 72 for the high, and we'll start to see an increase in moisture, and there's just a slight chance we could see a shower this afternoon. Now tonight, low temperatures will be in the upper 50s, a slight chance of a shower, and then tomorrow, we'll see some scattered showers around. It'll be mostly cloudy and even warmer tomorrow, up to around 75 degrees. Now, after that, we're going to see a decrease in shower activity. In fact, a good portion of the second part of the week, we're going to see just partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures. Tomorrow, again, some scattered showers around 75. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, again, up around 75 degrees. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. And reason for that, high pressure will be building in from the Atlantic right out into the Gulf, and that should keep the showers away for those 3 days. And then we'll see a few showers come back on Sunday.
All right, so you're talking about just a few showers here for into tomorrow, and then like a five-day run or so without rain.
Yeah, I mean, a slight chance on Wednesday, and then nothing in the forecast for the way of showers for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then on Sunday, some showers come back in with a high in the mid-70s. But for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to be near 80 degrees.
Wow. Wow. Even though it's not here on the calendar, spring is going to be here in the temperatures.
Yeah, right now, any kind of cold air is just going to be blocked here for the next week. And we're going to see some above-normal temperatures.
All right, Dr. Bill. And I would say this weekend, probably the hottest spot to pick up the 2020 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac was at the Mobile Boat Show, because we went through every last one of them at the boat show. But if somebody did not come by and see us there, where can they pick up a copy?
There's still copies at Hancock Whitney Banks on the Eastern Shore, and also here in Mobile. And you can always stop by West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over on the Eastern Shore, you'll also find copies of the Old Time Garden Supply and the Autocraft Collision Center. And also over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
56 at our studios here at FM Talk 106.5, 737. We'll check traffic coming up.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Russell Fountain, owner of Global Disaster Solutions. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Whether it's a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, or a fire aboard a cruise ship, Global Disaster Solutions' job is to get his customers back to normal ASAP. He organizes the recovery of his clients' businesses, or in some instances, their home. Much of it today can be done via technology, using satellite photos or drones he can fly into the devastation to examine roofs that are inaccessible to a normal ladder. Russell also shares that over 40% of businesses struck by a natural disaster never reopen, and he tells us why. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours.
$1,000. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident at Goldmine Road just east of Leroy Stevens. That's going to be one with injury. Ziegler and North University in I-10 westbound on the Bayway right before the Battleship Parkway. Got an accident. Left lane's blocked at a 2-mile delay. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $189 a month for 36 months with 4488 down, model number 4430. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Discussions of State Department saying don't get on cruise ships. Carnival Cruise Lines locally saying it's all right if you do want to take and heed that warning from the State Department. With 3 days warning, you can reschedule your cruise. On the flip side, if you decide to take it, there are discounts available for you. That story and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also coming up, what are local airports doing to prepare for coronavirus? We'll talk to John Sharp in the 8 o'clock hour. More about that coming up in just a little bit. And now, frustrations over coronavirus. Jim Roop with an update from Westwood One.
The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhoff says fundamental measures implemented in China and other countries with a large number of cases works.
Of looking for cases, looking for contacts, social distancing, hand washing, respiratory etiquette.
Which means don't cough or sneeze on people. Cough or sneeze in your sleeve.
Readying your systems. Having an aggressive approach to this, and we believe that that has had an impact on changing the natural trajectory of the outbreak in China.
WHO General Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus's frustration level had risen to the top with yet again a question of why not call this a pandemic. He says, first, 80% of the cases are in just three countries. China has proven it can be contained. In many countries, there are very few cases. 120 countries have no cases, and several countries that do report just one. So calling it a pandemic?
It's completely irrational.
Dr. Mike Ryan agrees, especially when that question comes from those one-case countries.
If we're going to wave the white flag at one case, then we have a serious problem on our hands. The issue here is about avoiding and saving lives now. And we can save lives now by confining this disease, containing this disease, slowing this disease down.
He says many countries are making huge sacrifices like self-imposed restrictions, social distancing.
Very, very strong measures that have affected their own economies and their own societies. And that has bought time for others. And it is really a duty of others to use that time that's been bought.
Last week, the International Olympic Committee quelled speculation that the Summer Games in Tokyo may be postponed.
Following a very comprehensive discussion, the IOC remains fully committed to the success of the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
A task force which includes the IOC, the host city of Tokyo, the Japanese government, and the WHO had made that decision with, however, the continued monitoring of the outbreak and the continued conversations about the future of the Games. I'm Jim Roop.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
This
This information update brought to you by Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two men and a dog are safe after a plane crashed just moments after taking off in the Destin Airport. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the plane crashed just after 10 Sunday morning after having some engine trouble. The FAA and NTSB are handling the investigation. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base say a contractor potentially exposed to the coronavirus tested negative for the disease, but the contractor will stay at home until another person who potentially caught the virus tests negative. According to the base's Facebook page, the contractor was assigned to the 96 cyberspace test group. Florida health officials, meanwhile, continue to monitor all official information regarding the coronavirus. Okaloosa County's health department has set up a 24-hour call center to answer any questions about the virus. Fort Walton Beach city leaders are asking residents to take proper precautions to prevent respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Sean Sullivan pinch hitting for Dalton Orwig. SEC tournament begins on Wednesday after the final regular season games were played on Saturday. Number 17 ranked Auburn crushed Tennessee 85-63 to clinch the number 2 seed in the conference standings. Samir Dowdy made 8 three-pointers in the win, and Bruce Pearl's team now has won at least 25 regular season games 3 seasons in a row. Alabama closed out the regular season with their third loss in 4 games, falling 69-50 to Missouri. John Petty Jr. returned to the Tide after missing 2 games with an elbow injury, but only scored 1 point in 34 minutes of play. With less than a week until Selection Sunday, the SEC tournament begins on Wednesday, with the bottom 4 teams in the conference facing off. Alabama is the 9th seed in the SEC tournament. They'll play number 8 seed Tennessee on Thursday at noon. Top 4 seeds won't play until the quarterfinals on Friday, when number 1 Kentucky will play either Alabama or Tennessee at noon. Number 2 seed Auburn will play either Texas A&M or Missouri at 6, and number 3 seed LSU will play on Friday night at 8:30. Number 4 seed Mississippi State will play 2:30 on Friday as well. Here at home, South Alabama men's team had the weekend off as they prepare for the Sun Belt Conference tournament. Jags are number 2 seed in the conference and won't play until Saturday in the semifinals. Jags women's team finished the regular season out with a 57-42 win over Little Rock to clinch the 6th seed in the conference tournament. They'll play 7th seeded Arkansas State tomorrow night. And in baseball, South Alabama beat number 10 ranked Arkansas 13-6 on Friday before falling to the Razorbacks on Saturday and Sunday. Next up, the Jags will face their 3rd ranked SEC opponent in a row when they head to Baton Rouge to play number 20 LSU on Wednesday. Jags softball team won 2 out of 3 against Appalachian State over the weekend, so they'll take on LSU next when they head to Baton Rouge tomorrow. In golf, Tyrrell Hatton finished 4 under par to become the first English golfer to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Mark Leishman finished 1 shot behind in 2nd, followed by Sung Jae-im and Bryson DeChambeau. Those 4 were the only to finish this week under par, the fewest at Bay Hill since 1980. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano won his 2nd race of the season after holding off Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch in overtime of the FanShield 500 in Phoenix. Logano even overcame a penalty on lap 130 for an uncontrolled tire on pit road. There were 20 lead changes in NASCAR's first race under the new short track rules package that was created to make the race more exciting. Next up, the series heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. And that's a Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer,
beer and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Coming up, the latest from the State Department and others on the coronavirus, and they're back in session this week in Montgomery. Will they have any adjustments because of coronavirus? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. About a 2-mile delay westbound I-10 on the Bayway, but they just cleared the accident right by the causeway. Still working accidents with injuries at Goldmine Road, just east of Leroy Stevens, and one at Ziegler and North University, and plenty of radar in the school zones. Sunday, March 21st, join Kane's Warrior Kids at Mitchell Sports Bar and Gaming Company at 7 p.m. The race car will be there as we've teamed up with Love's 7 Cents for the Baskets of Love Night. We'll be collecting Easter baskets for the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Get details at Kane's Warrior Kids. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan. Dr. Bill joins us here shortly. Kane keeps us up to date on traffic. Dalton is out this morning. Also coming up, if it wasn't enough for you for boat show this weekend at the Mobile Boat Show, well, coming up March 20th through 22nd, the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show with over $150 million in inventory. Cha-ching. 160 in-water yacht display. In other words, one so big they can't get it inside. Also, 650 sport and center console boats, plus electronics, marine accessories, engines, all that good stuff. A Southern Tradition, the Wharf Boat Show. They're online at wharfboatshow.com. Wharfboatshow.com. Tickets are $12 for adults, plus free parking at the event. So make sure you put that on the calendar March 20th through 22nd. The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, obviously, at the Wharf in Orange Beach. All right, 754 FM Talk 106.5. One of the interesting parts of watching what's happening with the market today, you know, the last couple weeks with the market, it's been based on stocks, right, and equities. Now it really has a lot to do this morning with commodities, specifically oil, that is taking a big, big dive in pre-market trading. Watching that this morning, and it's you've got gold numbers are coming up, you got oil numbers coming down, got the markets coming down as well. Bad news is, of course, for oil and oil producers here that are producing more in the shale fields and the places where a little harder to extract, they're going to really be taking it on the nose with this drop in price, because it costs them more to produce that amount of oil it costs them more dollars per barrel of oil produced. What's going on is also, it's a coronavirus story, but if you look at the bigger discussion here, it is a battle between the Saudis and the Russians when it comes to the price of oil. And so that is playing in at the same time that you have possible, at least the market projecting, possible decreased demand for oil going forward. The good news of this, well, that means it should be, we'll watch it, it should be continued dropping prices for gasoline at the pump for we the people. We'll watch those and give you the lowest gas prices. You know, you can always check in at our text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Let us know what you're seeing out there as we check the lowest gas prices around. All right, 757, we're coming back next hour. John Sharp's going to join us. We'll talk to him about what airports are doing to try to be ready for cleaning for coronavirus, and maybe the benefit is for everything else that gets drugged through an airport. Maybe that's the silver lining to this gray cloud. We'll talk to him about that. Also, State Department saying don't get on cruise ships. Carnival Cruise Ship says, well, we're taking new enhanced precautions here for testing, and they are giving you the option within 3 days. Well, I guess outside of 3 days before your cruise, you can reschedule your cruise out of here, and I guess all the other destinations or the ports of departure for Carnival. But you, if you decide to take your cruise, the advantage is you're going to get some discounts in this, and you're going to get some, onboard credits, those kind of things. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. All right, phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll check in with you coming up next hour. Like I said, John Sharp joins us right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And once again, another big thank you to everybody who came out to the Mobile Boat Show this weekend at the Guides Corner. Sure enjoyed visiting with y'all, and please take me for a ride on your new boat. How about that? That'll work? All right. 757 coming right back.